Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Brian, you told me one time before that after an app that I recommended to you, you said, "Why do you keep emailing me?" And I said, "I'm not emailing you. What are you talking about?" You're like, "I keep getting these emails from Jessica." I'm like, "That's not me. That's the founder of the app that I told you about." So we have Jessica Dove London on, back to from Australia again. She was on just with me originally when we talked about the app that she launched called Turn2 AI.
I thought one of you had a crush on me. I was getting so many emails. So I was like, hey.
Sorry, not the case. Welcome to The Secret Life of Parkinson's, a podcast created by people living with Parkinson's to help break the stigma of a disease no one likes to talk about. Now, here are your hosts, Jessica Krauser and Brian Baker. Jess, welcome back.
Great to be here, guys.
Thank you so much for joining. I know it's 5 o'clock on Friday for us, and it's 6:30 a.m. for you on Saturday. So, thank you very much. But this is a really interesting and fun topic that you reached out to me. I don't know, probably even just like a month ago. We want to talk real quick, and you can give a little bit of a background just from the previous podcast that we had with you. But you developed an app called Turn2 AI, and it's been out there for a year?
About a year.
And now you have another AI product that's going to be more customizable to each individual person. So we want to talk about that. I already signed up for it. It's like a customized email based on you, so I'll let her talk about it. But that's what we're going to cover. And
interesting.
And what's going to be great, because everybody with Parkinson's and a lot of diseases, everybody's different. Every single person. So that's why this is so cool. So Jess, why don't you take us back a little bit and the journey and get us to the new product that you have.
Yeah, thank you. I guess my background isn't in Parkinson's. I am, but in something a little bit related. So I have 2 children with cerebral palsy. One son, he's a little bit similar, actually to Parkinson's. He has a rare type of cerebral palsy. I've actually always been very interested in Parkinson's, because Parkinson's research is quite ahead of some of the cerebral palsy stuff. Mm-hmm. But I have that lived experience that we all have here of navigating a pretty life-impacting condition, not being a healthcare professional, but, you know, super passionate about improving my kids' quality of life. And things are just happening all the time across different health conditions, across cerebral palsy, across Parkinson's, and new things are coming out all the time that are about treatments, that are about lifestyle changes. There's so much happening in Parkinson's mm-hmm. and lifestyle. And, you know, when my one son was diagnosed really young, I went along to his appointment with this big, actually had a systematic review, an academic paper for those who aren't into reading them. I'm a bit of a geek. And, you know, the consultant told me there's nothing you can do to help him. You know, she just said, June told me don't bother reading that research. And my son was like, had come through ICU. He's this incredible human. And I was like, whatever, like, I'm going to give him my best life. And I've just been on this journey that I think so many of us go on, where you just want to find everything mm-hmm. and find the latest thing and get the cutting edge and make the right decision. And I just, you know, read everything, mostly out of context in the beginning. But, you know, reading, watching podcasts, reading papers, going to events, ended up traveling all around the world. I ended up studying a little bit of neuroscience before I started this company. But really just feeling like, how do we find all the things happening? And the answer lies, it doesn't just lie in one place. The answer lies with research and with patients and with experts. And, you know, there's amazing clinics people travel all around the world to. So just really have thrown myself into this problem, but then built an AI startup, mm-hmm. a sort of technology solution around how to solve it. And, you know, some of your community have come into our mobile app. So we started with a mobile app, giving people new things that are happening every single day. And in the last few months, we've been building something a little bit more super powered, because technology is moving really fast and our team is really passionate. How do we give people the power of these tools to like ordinary everyday people without having to be a computer, you know, having to be an amazing AI engineer or prompter, and do it low cost or free. You know, that's our mission as a company.
So it was really interesting is, you know, being a part of, you know, helping you navigate the Parkinson's language and world when you started Turn2 is then seeing how I've even, you know, used it. And it's not something, you know, I don't use daily. It's not, I don't research daily, but even when I come across different people that I've met, or if they have a question, I legit usually go there first to Turn2. And because somebody asked me like a weird question, they're like, have you ever experienced this? And I'm like, no, and I don't think I've ever heard of that. So I'll type it in, and I have found like somebody else wrote about it. So you're getting another patient story. So I always think about it as like this Google for just Parkinson's. And it, you know, and I love that you guys put in plain language those scientific reviews, because so many times I fall upon them, even just like from being at work, and I'm like, I have no idea what that thing just said, but, or somebody sends it to me. They're like, oh, did you see this? And it's like, yeah, it's not really what you think it is. Like, so that's always good to like ask questions, but then sometimes you just, it's good to have things like, you know, sent to you. So, freezing of gait is always one thing that I always go back to, because there is not a lot done. I mean, I know there's stuff being done, but I think that there's not enough for the people who are dealing with it. So that's what I focused on when we talked about this new product that you have. And I put that in as one of my focuses. So if you can talk to us about like what this new product is and how it can help any type of, you know, any Parkinson's patient, you know, really find what they're looking for.
Yeah, yes. I think the thing to, I guess, start with is probably the landscape of what's happening right now in Parkinson's. So every single week in Parkinson's, there's actually over 1,000 new things that are happening. And we know this because we are finding it, and we're intelligently using a whole bunch of tools, including AI agents. But that's from new research. Parkinson's has actually one of the most amounts of new research every week.
Really?
Sometimes 60 to 90 papers a week. It's not readable. Yeah, it's amazing. Like, it's amazing, like more than all the other conditions that we were working in. Mm. But then there's also new podcasts interviewing experts or telling lived experience stories. And then there's new clinical trials. And then there's so many events happening. And then there's patient stories, you know, and the same patient stories or questions can be happening repeatedly in Facebook groups or in Reddit or in Turn2, all these different places. So the first thing to remember is just so much new things are happening. And it is impossible for someone to stay on top of it. And then to also, how do you work out what's for you? Because like you said, freezing gait is your particular interest. You know, I have my own things. And then what I have for my son, they change. So, you know, sometimes you get a new thing that comes up and you have to start at the beginning. So that's the sort of problem, is that there's an overwhelm of information. And so we have built like an AI health sidekick, which has got to be really funny. We're calling it Turn2. Tell us if you like it, because we didn't brand it at all. Somebody in my team just did it on the design, and we're like, oh, yeah, Turn2.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
Okay. And, you know, we called ourselves Turn2 just as like one tiny moment. It's just because, you know, I had a really good friend have a very unwell child, and she made this comment once that there's nowhere to Turn2. Mm-hmm. And I thought, that's exactly what my lived experience was. I was possibly unlucky with the healthcare team I had when I was in that early diagnosis stage. But yeah, Turn2 does two things for you. The one thing Turn2 does is every week, Turn2 looks at every single thing new that's happened in Parkinson's, and then looks at what it knows about you and will try and give you the 10 to 12 things for you, including location. And so, there are things happening locally or in clinical trials, maybe in your city or two cities, you know, quite close to you, or you might match to a clinical trial that's far away, but you want to learn about it. And so we actually, that particular thing for every single person, it actually reads 1 million words per person. And so it actually costs us more money to create it than it does for us to give it to you. But you know, AI is going to get cheaper, and we want to give people that power today. The other thing Turn2 does for you is It also, if you have a question, like a, you know, really complex question, so, you know, you can ask Turney and Turney will go and find everything on that question. And the way this is different from like a ChatGPT is that we will be looking across like 400, there's actually 480,000 sources I think we have right now for Parkinson's, and it updates every day, including every podcast and every YouTube. So the moment that, we're actually going to say, you know, on The Secret Life of Parkinson's, this expert said this for this question you have. And we also don't believe in giving vanilla answers. So we don't, this isn't just a vanilla AI thing. This is, these people are saying these different things because people have different opinions.
And then you always, you always link the source though too, so they can go right to it and watch it, read it, whatever. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. So you can ask this deep question and you'll get like five academic papers summarized for you. You'll get five patient comments or 10 patients and you'll get expert. But then this, this weekly experience is always looking for you and trying to give you this, this snapshot. And, you know, similar to you, like, so I have been using this as an end user myself. And, you know, a few weeks ago, my son had some knee pain and a whole bunch of things ended up happening where we had to, really push our medical team, you know, should we get bone density scans? We're told, no, no, all good, all good. We ended up a week later getting a scan, having some possible early osteoporosis. I put it into Turney, and that week Turney found me a paper about his exact subtype in cerebral palsy, having like 22% getting osteoporosis when my specialist was saying we don't need to even scan for it. So I felt very like validated. But also, like, now I have this, you know, commitment to, you know, because it's so hard to keep on top and to work out, well, is this an issue? Should we be doing this thing? And just, you know, we really want Turney to be doing that work and connecting it for you as well when you are doing so much.
Yeah.
So much in your life. And, you know, and some weeks you don't want to be researching, you know, some weeks you want to.
Well, some weeks you might even feel
going on in your life.
Yeah. Sometimes you feel okay too. Like, we have ups and downs. And so, like, I was just thinking when you said that, like, Brian, you've been having a lot of your upper back issues, and I know you had it, you know, checked out by a doctor, but it's like, what if you just, you know, did a quick search of it to see like what other, like how this is affecting other people with Parkinson's and maybe like things that they have done or should do. What? I know you don't, he doesn't like to research. So this is like,
the less I know,
the less he knows, the better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe we can make a version of this to like, because we also, we just on the weekend, this weekend, are launching an Audible summary where you can just listen for 4 minutes a week and it actually doesn't even go into all the details.
Oh, that's perfect.
You can right do there. 4 minutes.
Yes.
He doesn't.
That's what my attention span.
Jess, he doesn't even rewatch our podcasts because they're too long.
Maybe we can make it shorter. Maybe Brian could be like a good use case for us though, because maybe Turney can just ping you on WhatsApp and go, hey, there's nothing new this week for you. Don't worry about it.
There you go.
Yeah,
that would actually be very cool. But no,
take the week off.
Yeah, take the week off. There's nothing.
Take the week off. There's nothing important. I mean, that's the truth as well, because we're going to keep, this is really new. It's only been live for a week. We already have, our app has 10,000 users. We already have a whole bunch of people coming through and using it. But yeah, this is just, I guess, a very exciting moment. In time, because everyone, I'm sure people are talking about AI.
Yeah.
It can sound really scary or unknown. And I guess for health, you know, for me, how do we, there's so much, we can be empowered, you know, so much hope for us with serious conditions.
So I'm going to go through this in a minute, but before I do that, Jess, you touch on a good point. So we've talked about like ChatGPT and I use it all the time, but talk, I know you highlighted it already, but I kind of want to reiterate this, like how, like why is this like me searching this question on ChatGPT versus Turney? What is that difference?
So I guess firstly, like, you know, if people haven't used ChatGPT, it can be amazing. You know, I think, and I think if you used it a year ago, I would encourage you to try it again. Cause you know, I think what people need to remember is AI is changing all the time. Mm-hmm. The difference with our product is that we actually bring different sources at ChatGPT. ChatGPT is going to give you a more general answer. Mm-hmm. ChatGPT is getting better.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm better and it can source, but you have to ask it to source sometimes.
Yeah.
You actually need to know a little bit about what you're doing. And ChatGPT will improve some of that. Like, that's the truth. They're going to make it more and more friendly, which is great. So the difference with our product is, let's say you had a question, should I do intensive exercise for my Parkinson's, for example? You know, I'm whatever age I am. The difference with our tool is we'd say, well, here's what 10 or 20 patients are saying about this. Here's 10 or, here's what a few experts are saying, and bring out differences. So we actually are trying to bring, we're not trying to give you one answer. And you know, maybe you want the one answer. So the top there is a summary of everything. So you can, so Brian, there's even there'll be an audio soon, so you can even do the 10-second version. But the truth is, I think for a lot of us living with these diseases, like, there isn't always one answer and it may not be your thing. And so we actually are trying to do that. And so Tony will even, from this weekend, say at the top, give you a little insight on you, so it remembers you. But let's say you say, should I do intensive exercise? It'll say, hey, you're actually in the age bracket. Maybe you're in an older age bracket where intensive exercise is really difficult and, you know, you might need these extra considerations. So that you'll get that personalized answer. You'll get the humans, the actual patients, because we believe that patients hold the key to some of this, but obviously one person's experience is one person's experience.
Yeah.
But, you know, if hundreds of people are having that experience. So, yeah, the difference is you'll get answers from humans, you know, patients, experts, research, you'll get personalized. And just to give an example, you know, the tool is still pretty new. A few days ago, I had a friend come through who's like a leading therapist. She runs a network for thousands of therapists across the world. She's amazing and she's really into AI. And she asked a very difficult question of this tool about a protocol, like, how do you do this particular therapy with this subgroup in a disease? And I was a little bit nervous because, you know, it's pretty early. And she read the answer, and the answer was saying, you know, well, you know, papers actually aren't studying this subtype. This is the protocol in the other subtype. There were some patient stories. There was some expert. And she said to me, this is the best answer she's ever gotten because it is the actual answer. It's not trying to make up an answer, which, because we don't have the answer. And that was what she was really testing our tool for.
Nice.
So are researchers, like, do you find that any, like, clinicians or, you know, researchers are going to use this tool? Because to me, that was one of the biggest things that I'm excited for and want the good of AI to help out is, like you said, there are thousands of things going on around the world. Well, companies, I mean, if they don't publish it, then we don't know about it. But if it is published, and there's so much material, like, there's no way for them to know of all of these things. It almost seems like it would be good for researchers to know, like, okay, maybe we can put these two things together, or, like, this is how they're doing it, or even for neurologists, like, what are the top things that they should be, you know, I know they have their medical journals, but this almost seems like a step up from a medical journal. Like, is this, could it go that direction?
I think there's a few things, and, like, we would love to get to that level of just, you know, more and more aggregation, because really, you know, healthcare professionals need to see the validated information. But, you know, I think for them to be seeing around the corner, because sometimes I think a lot of patient stories, you know, even if you think about 10 years ago, we didn't have experts on YouTube sharing, you know, you had to go and find them in person. So there has been a democratization of a lot of this high level information, and maybe some experts aren't watching every YouTube channel themselves because you know, they're waiting for the paper to come out for all good reasons, right? But yeah, I think there's a lot of potential for us to be helping health professionals, and I'd love to do that. I think my personal passion, you know, is part of this new product coming out. We've got this ideally, you know, we're going to start thinking about this concept of it's on us, and I say this because I think it's a great comment, and maybe it's, you know, maybe people don't like it, but, you know, when you live with something, you care the most about, you know, or your loved one. And, or if it's your child or yourself, you know, or you're doing it for, you know, you want your family to have your best health. So I think it's that hard reality that no one cares as much as you, but you can do it. Like, you can you know, we have all got these incredible stories of advocacy for ourselves or our loved ones. Like, and I think our passion for Turn 2 is to make that easier for you. The other thing Turnee does for you is it also, if you have a question, like a, you know, really complex question, so shortcut some of those misdiagnoses, waiting for the wrong, getting the wrong treatments, not knowing there's other treatments you could have considered.
Right.
But, you know, maybe your doctor isn't a movement specialist. So I guess I do really love the patient angle because I just think nobody cares as much. But there are great clinicians out there. And so, yeah, again, we have some clinicians super interested in this tool because they themselves can't keep up with everything coming out.
Yeah.
Have you asked AI to develop a cure for Parkinson's?
Oh, I've asked it a lot of stuff like that.
Just to see if it could come up with some kind of like solution. Like,
No, I mean, I've asked it stuff like, you know, or have they found something that is close or that can work together? Yeah, I've asked it all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah. Me too.
But here's like, so I got, it says, here's your weekly update. Turnee, your new AI health sidekick. I like that. And it says, look out for the purple dots. What's the purple dots mean?
Yeah, so the purple dots are just Turnee talking to you specifically.
Oh, okay. Turnee's takeaway. Yeah. I love that. Okay.
But you know, you might also, that email just might be, we do have a free email. I have a feeling you might be in the free email. So we, you know, as again, we believe in giving everybody access to these tools. So we have a free email, which is what's happened this week in Parkinson's. And then you can choose to come into the low-cost product if you want it for your personal.
Oh, now here's my personal one. Yeah. Okay. So Turnee found 17 things for me. I put in there originally DBS effects or just DBS. Even though I don't have freezing of gait, I'm just very interested in learning more about it. Local things, and just different like tech stuff. So it gave me top insights for this week, new research, DBS effects on verbal fluency and memory. Oh shit. I'll read that later.
you got it right.
I'll do the audible next. Jesse, you can do the audible version. Maybe just get this.
not get all that. But yeah, it says, you know, patient insight post DBS, you know, medication adjustments. New research about DBS targeting and programming. There's Duopa gel infusions as DBS alternative. Like, so it definitely provides, you know, DBS improves gait and posture and PD. Again, new research. Still, I'd have to read it. But it's like, these are the things that, you know, I'm not going to actively search for this all the time. But the fact that it comes up in a weekly email, it's like, oh, okay. You know, and it's talking to me.
It's surprising that to be hearing you talk about it, that there's that much new this week on that topic. Like, that just gives, I mean, you a little insight on how fast Parkinson's is moving.
Either that or these.
So, you know, in 1 week.
Either that or these companies are just feverishly writing any update that they get, which is great. But yeah, I mean, this is something I would share with people at the gym, like EEG biomarkers classify freezing of gait and PD. Like I would totally read that. I don't know. So so this is the paid version, right? That I was reading.
Yeah. So that's the $2 a week version. And we do have scholarships as well. Like, we are all in, guys. We really want people to get these tools. And you know, we'd give it away for free if it didn't cost us $3 per person per week. But it'll get cheaper because AI will just get cheaper and cheaper. You know, we wanted to give people, for some of the way we create that email, it's not one AI, it's like multiple AI, lots of agents. It's a complex task, but it's an exciting one and we want to make it better. And that's also cool to hear you talking about your update because, you know, maybe there's too much in there. So we're going to make it all customizable. So so you can get the 10-second version if you want the 10-second version.
Well, I like it because it's deep research. It's pretty easy and we can maybe show it on the screen, like, you know, later when we... Well, I say we, when Steve edits, but just like...
and there's a web version coming out right now. So there's a web version where you can just flick more easily and you can do the audio or you can go, yep, no, yep, yep.
Well,
yep, cool.
I mean, even it's like, I look at the title and it sticks right out and it's like, okay, if I'm not interested, then I'll keep like swiping, kind of like, you know, a TikTok or Instagram. Like,
and you can just talk to it. And at the end of it, you can actually just go, hey, Turnee, I'm actually not interested in freezing gait. And you can just actually audio or text it and it will just change your whole, it'll updates on the back or your health profile.
Wow.
It's kind of like,
you know, we all hate putting our health information into things. It's pretty tedious.
It's like what?
Yeah, you know, for work, I have a lot of stuff I use for work to say, you know, did you find this helpful or did Copilot
work up, with you? Down?
Yeah, it helps narrow down your searches.
No, that Jess, this is awesome. Do you have any questions? Are you going to check it out? I think you should ask about your back.
I already know what's wrong with my back.
I know, but there's ways that how do you...
You know, you said it was Parkinson's and it's not.
Well, yeah.
Not everything is Parkinson's.
No, I know. Yes. I know. But there are ways that, you know, you can treat certain things like
my back.
Physical therapy, massage, if you don't want to get surgery.
Yeah.
So anyways, I'm feeling my dyskinesia come on very strong and I need to take a step back. So Jess, is there anything else that you want to add about Turni or what Turn2 AI has done or what you guys are looking for?
I mean, great being on here. I think if anyone comes in, again, if you can't afford it, there's a scholarship program. And if you're interested in trying it out, we just love to hear your feedback. And
how do they get into Turni? Is it on the Turn2 AI app or website?
Yeah. So we can put a link here. And in about a week's time, if you're in the app, it'll be integrated in the app. At the moment, it's on web, so people can do email, web, whatever's easy for them. But yeah, let us know how it can be helpful. And I'd love to hear from you. And thanks for having us.
No, I know. Yeah. Thank you so much again for coming on. Cause I love sharing these different tools. You know, it's just anything that can help give somebody peace of mind, because there are a lot of people, especially in the middle of the night when we wake up and what else do you want to do but research or read or so this would at least be good and give people pointed direction and getting them, you know, not just Googling and finding the worst of the worst. Like, you're finding out the latest and the greatest and, you know, what's out there. So
you're right, versus what's been clicked on the most.
Yeah, right. That's the other thing. It's not just based on Google search or Google clicks or paid search or paid ads. This is literally things that have just been coming out. So
And it should be your health profile, like whatever's going on for you. And then we'll make it a bit, you know, we'd love to hear from people as well. There's probably, we could also customize it. Maybe you only want patient views or you just want research or you just want, you know, if every single person is every single person.
Yeah.
And they all want their information their own way as well. We've learned.
Well, Jess, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I'm sure you've already been on twice now, or I've had you on like three times, but yeah, I'd love to have you on again just to see what's new in AI when it is related to Parkinson's. So thank you for all the work that you're doing.
Thanks, everyone.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, still have my last 30 seconds.
I'm just saying thank you.
So in our last 30 seconds, I'll leave you with this. AI can be a very powerful tool, even for those of us living with Parkinson's. It's just not for the business world or things like that. But they're learning things every day. But check out, if you have time, check out this app. Check out the new customized email. If you're a research guru in your own patient world, this tool definitely might be for you. So you get what you're looking for right away. So with that, we'll see you next time. The Secret Life of Parkinson's is produced by Melissa Carlson and Steve Brandenburg. To contact us, email info@thesecretlifeofpd.org. The Secret Life of Parkinson's is not responsible or liable for any medical advice, diagnosis, course of treatment, or any other information obtained through this podcast. The information provided by The Secret Life of Parkinson's is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you heard on this podcast. You are encouraged to consult a physician for a definitive diagnosis.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply, in-app only.